You're listening to the Hunting Roots Podcast, brought to you by Onyx Hunt and our good friends at Mossy Oak, because everything's better in bottomland. All right, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Brody Swisher. Joining me tonight are my boys, Aiden Rimbo. How are y'all doing this evening?
Doing pretty good.
Y'all tired, ain't you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Been up a long time.
We've been up a long time. These 4:30 mornings are getting a little old, but man, I sure don't want to miss anything. We've been getting up at 4:30.
I've been getting up about 4:30
3 days in a row. Aiden, how many days are you on? You're just on one since you had to work.
No, two.
2 days. You had to work Monday.
I know, that was bad.
But did we go Monday or did you? No, I went with somebody else Monday. Yeah, you had to work early Monday. That's your early morning. So you're 2 days. Rim, you're a couple days. You say two or three?
I think three.
3 days.
You didn't go Monday, did you?
I went Monday.
No, you didn't, because I was with somebody else, and neither one of y'all went Monday. So y'all both 2 days deep on this 4:30. I think I'm 12. This is day 12. Is today day 12 of Tennessee season?
Day 12.
And I hadn't missed a morning, and I really don't. I don't want to miss a morning. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know what you're gonna miss. That's kind of the thing out there. It's like, man, I could sleep in tomorrow, but then you think, gosh dang, tomorrow might be the day. And especially after we've had these last couple of days that we've had, just getting our teeth kicked in, it's kind of like you keep hoping and keep going, anticipating a better day tomorrow. And I say we've been getting our teeth kicked in. It's not been that bad. Today was a pretty good hunt. Today we actually had a player. But, man, our biggest problem is just getting a player on our side of the property. You know, we've had yesterday, bird was maybe right there on the borderline of the property, flew down on the neighbors. Day before that, flew down on the neighbors. You know, we've had some birds, but they've been on the neighbors. And a lot of these birds here in this last week for us have been, you know, gobble a little bit and then shut up, fly down and shut up and don't make a peep. And, you know, if we had time to sit there and ride it out till 10, 11 o'clock, I'm sure those birds would start opening up, you know, 9 o'clock maybe even, and start screaming again. But, you know, we just got stuff to do. You guys get to work. I got to get to work. And Rimbo's got to knock out some school in there some point during the day. And so, anyway, this morning, though, was a pretty good hunt, right? I mean, we started off. What did we hear right off the roost?
We heard
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, just in case you forgot, nothing. And we were sitting there thinking, because this is our third time to try this farm. We did the youth hunt there. I think we went out, what, last Saturday there, tried it?
I believe so.
And yeah, those birds have been, they've been on the neighbors, and it's like right there every time, same spot on the neighbors. Today was a little bit different. They didn't gobble at all. We're sitting there, the day's breaking, fly down time comes, nothing. And we're like, good gosh, this is all time low. We're at rock bottom. And then they finally started gobbling. They were back a little bit different than what they've been the last two. So we're kind of optimistic, thinking, man, this is a little bit different change. But then he shortly made his way up to the same spot. He always just gets up in there. I think it's a little field up there, plateau field. And he gets up there and just gobbling, strutting, doing his thing. And it's about 200 yards off of where we can be. And we're not crossing that line. And so today I did a little checking and snooping and pooping and trying to find, not pooping, but snooping around to find who had the contact to make as far as the people that had this property. And we know who owned the property, but we need to figure out who the contact was and where we might get figured out. And I actually got it. We were highly optimistic because somebody said, oh, yeah, just call them and see. They'll probably let you. We were fired up thinking if we can just get that one little field, it's game on, because they've been there every time. And we got the number, got some digits, got a contact, got a call back, and got shot down. And so that was a heartbreak for the day. So anyway, it's been good to be out with you boys. We've got a bird killed a piece. Rimbo, you've killed one. Aiden's killed one. I've killed one. And so we're just one bird away. Each one of us are one bird away from being done in Tennessee. So it's kind of like, I think we're all kind of thinking, oh, well, you shoot. You know, we're all kind of taking turns. You mean, are y'all ready to be tagged out, or you kind of like riding the game?
I think I would want to be tagged out so I can try to be the cameraman more.
You're digging that cameraman job, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fun videoing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Aiden, I've enjoyed having you be a cameraman. It's kind of nice having him be the camera guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not cameraman full time, though.
Yeah, you just.
Not yet.
Not yet. But no, seriously, you know, it's kind of like we, you know, Aiden, we had that little mishap we talked about last week with you, and the tree got in our way and missed a bird about this time last week. And fortunately for you, you know, that's kind of one of those catch and release deals. I mean, you're still in the game. That's kind of the beautiful thing about it. You're not tagged out. And so that's the good side of missing one, your second one, and you're still in the game. And so it's like I told somebody, though, earlier, if we don't kill another bird this season, I'm good. We've had a great time. We got three good kills that were, you know, all on camera and just fun and just good ones for the memory bank. And so we've had a good one, but it would be nice to work on another one or two. But some people have asked me. I had a buddy, an outdoor writer friend, Josh Honeycutt, doing some articles, and he was asking for a turkey update. And I was just telling him, you know, as far as a update, weekly report on what's going on in our area. And I was telling him, man, it's really feeling like this second week of season. That's all it is. We're a week and a half into the season, but it already feels like mid-May. It feels like late season, the way some of these birds are gobbling. They some of them are light gobbling, and they've shut up when they hit the ground. And that's kind of a lot like it is in mid-May and late May. I mean, it's been weird. You know, that first week was rocking and rolling, and then it turned off pretty quick. I'm sure a lot of it's pressure, maybe some of this weather. But, and again, I think everything's ahead. You know, we're several weeks ahead, if not 3 weeks ahead. Spring was earlier this year, and it seems like it's happening in just the activity we're seeing. But, man, several of our buddies still killing birds. I saw my buddy Tyler. He sent me a text this afternoon, killed him a turkey. And so several guys, my buddy Mike, got one yesterday. And so it's the last couple of days, as bad as it's been for us, we got some buddies that are striking. So good for them. Hey, we're going to talk about a couple things that we need to address this week. We're going to try to keep this short because we do need to wrap it up. I'm going hunting in the morning. Who else going?
I go.
You going? What time you got to work in the morning, Aiden?
Nine.
So you got time for a good little run around for a couple hours before then. Remy, you sleeping in tomorrow?
I am. I'm pretty tired.
You can be sleeping in. And
I'll probably go for the afternoon.
Do you realize how mad you get in the mornings when I try to wake you up? Even when you say the night before, hey, wake me up, Dad. Wake me up in the morning. Do you realize how PO'd you are in the morning when I try to wake you up?
I'm not PO'd.
You are. You don't even realize what you said this morning. I came in there and all sweet, nice. I just put my hand, pulled the cover back, put my hand on your head and kind of rubbed your head.
Okay, here.
No. It's my turn first. Give you a little massage on the head and just kind of play with your hair a little bit. Hey, buddy.
Well, I'm still asleep at that time.
Listen. I just play with your hair a minute. Hey, buddy, you ready? Let's go kill a turkey. And you go, and I'm like, oh, dang. And so then I'm like, all right, come on. You get up at your, and so I just like, get up when you're ready. And then I go over there, and you know what I did this morning? What'd I do?
You turned the lights on.
Oh, dude, you came unglued, didn't you? Turn off the light. What did you say?
I was like, turn off the lights. If there's one thing I hate most, it's waking up to someone turning on the lights. It'd be awful. Like, come on, let's go.
It's awful. But I knew we had about a 30-minute run this morning, and so I was like, we don't have time for this stuff. I don't have time to kind of baby him, and that he's like, oh, come on, baby. Come on, Pookie. You know, no, I was like, get up. We got to get rolling. Get your britches on. Let's get down the road. And I knew we were running behind already. You know what I'm saying? Because here's the deal. If we're not all up, if somebody's got to get up and make coffee, drop a deuce, whatever, that quick, you know, 10 minutes out the door stuff, it goes out the window if you're in there dropping a deuce for 10 or 15 minutes, you know, and then, you know, you get your coffee, and it's all of a sudden you go from, we can be up and out the door in 15 minutes to, that dude's been in there dropping a deuce for 15 minutes. We're going to be late now. And so I was flipping the light on. Come on. You're like, you're like a dinosaur,
okay,
man.
Okay, your eggs had turned
maybe a
badly.
Little bit, but you were.
Oh, a little bit?
You were upset.
I don't know. Rambo, you're pretty bad at being a morning person.
Yeah.
Have you even seen me wake up in the morning?
Yeah, multiple times.
He may not have seen you, but he heard you. So then I go in there to Aiden, and I'm like, hey, buddy, come on. We're going to go turkey hunting. You going turkey hunting? He's like, you always look at your clock, don't you? You're like,
I don't. Lord. Sometimes I'm just like, what's going on?
Yeah. Where am I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of in that stage. Like I said, I've been doing it for, we were getting up early before season two just to go listen and hanging out. I, you know, once hunting season's here, I get in that mode where I can't sleep. You know, 5 o'clock, I'm wide awake, and now it's 4:30 because we're having to get up so early, but I know if I try to sleep in right now, I'd be wide awake at 4:30. But I'm my body, even, you know, I set my alarm for 4:30, like today. I think it was 4:30 or it was 4:30. I had my alarm clock set, and I've been waking up 4:20. Boom, no alarm clock set. You know, I mean, it's set for 4:30, but my body just boom 4:20 every day. And so, so I'm in that rhythm. You know, I'm in that. Your body, once you do it over and over and over for a couple weeks, you just get used to it. You know, Mama's like, "How can you keep getting up?" I'm like, "Man, I'm used to it now. 4:30, and I'm waking up. And if I thought about sleeping in, I'd be ticked that I did it. But two, I think I'd lay there and be like watching the day break and then wishing I was out there. You know, so these first couple weeks, you know, I'm not going to go the whole season. I'm not going to go a month and a half of getting up every morning. But these first 2 weeks, you know, these last 2 weeks of April, first 2 weeks of season, I figured, heck, man, let's do it. You got a tag in your pocket. Ain't no point in sleeping in. And I don't want to miss one of them sunrises. What Toxie Hayes say, God only gave us so many sunrises, and I don't want to miss one, right? And so something like that. And you do, man. You just miss out. When you sleep in and the sun rises while you're in there snoozing, you miss out. You just wonder, man, what did I miss? What was going on out there today? That turkey could have been right there where he needed to be today. And I'm in here snuggled up, cuddled up next to Pookie Poo in this warm bed, but I could have been out there killing turkeys. So it's, you know, whatever works for you, whatever makes you happy. But
if you like twirling Mom's hair, then.
Yep. It's hard sometimes, yeah. You get in there and just start playing with her hair, twirling her hair. And
she's lucky
stay in that
she
warm
has
bed.
Someone to rub her back or play with her hair.
She is a lucky woman.
You never
indeed.
Do that.
Lucky woman indeed, son. You said it right. You need to tell her that, too. Say, you're a lucky woman to be married to Dad. You just tell her that when we get off here.
Greatest
okay?
Back massager.
I'm a back massager, hair twirler. So, anyway, today was, like I said, I felt better about today. We were kind of in the game for a few minutes there. Those turkeys were, we thought maybe we were going to play the game with us, but they just on that wrong side of the fence. So, we got to get where we can get. Like, we needed that bird this morning because he gobbled for. He didn't gobble on the roost, but he flew down. As soon as he got on the ground, and started gobbling. And he gobbled till what time, Aiden? You remember? Like a couple hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe till about 7 or 8-ish.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like he was gobbling till 8 o'clock. And we just stuck with him. We said, we're going to just ride it out. Maybe he'll come this way. But then he kept easing off. And we just, you know, whatever. I mean, we just – you can only wait so long on a bird that's hanging out on the neighbor's side and, you know, hoping and praying he's going to come back to you. But we got to find a farm where there's a bird doing that. And he's doing that on us because that's a bird. That's, I mean, we could have killed that bird this morning. I mean, I kept thinking about that. I was like, that bird's that's a dead bird. If I have access to him, he's a dead bird because he's talking. As long as he's barking every once in a while, man, every 30 minutes, he was every 5-10 minutes. And he'd get quiet for a second. Next thing you know, pow, pow, he'd get lit up again. And if you get one talking like that, you can keep sneaking in and get tight and get tight and that's the bird you need. That bird like that. It doesn't get on the ground. It shuts up. He got on the ground and started talking, and we just need him on our side of the fence. And so we're going to find some properties, get on some stuff. Tomorrow we're going to be hunting a piece of ground that we can work on, and we got multiple opportunities. And so looking forward to that. Hey, I want to talk real quick about the mouth call swallowing incident. You boys – we've had quite a week this past week, and we haven't talked about it. I'm sure people that know us, that are a part of some of our closer network as far as local folks that go to the high school, maybe go to church with us, have heard this story, but a lot of folks haven't heard this story. So we're going to share this mouth call incident story this week. And we tried to get this guy on, but Aiden, you dropped the ball on making the contact, didn't you?
No.
That's your fault. And I don't think it's still out. I mean, we can't get this dude in, but he's not on for this podcast. And your mom said we probably didn't need to. She kind of steered clear of that. But here's the deal. Let's just back up and tell the story. I'm going to share the story. And I want to be careful. Can we say the guy's first name? Yes or no? You think it's hard to say? Or maybe
let's go guy.
The guy?
For now.
Yeah. The guy? The turkey caller?
Yeah.
All right. We'll call him the turkey caller. So a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I guess, I don't know when it was, I had the opportunity to go to our local high school, Henry County High School here, Paris, Tennessee. A friend of ours from church is a teacher, English teacher there for senior English, and a great lady from our church. We love her family, just good people. Said, hey, we oftentimes, this time of year, we have somebody come out and talk about their career, talk about communications, talk about, you know, communications, verbal communications, written communications. And they've had, like, people from the newspaper come out, you know, maybe the publisher or the editor from the newspaper, whatever. And she's had different people come out, and she's like, I mean, sometimes that can be boring or turns into more of a lecture or whatever. She said, why don't you come out and talk about, you know, your role as editor for bowhunting.com, you know, the written side of that. Talk about your verbal communications and your speaking engagements. And I'm thinking, well, man, it's all hunting stuff now. I mean, as long as you're cool with that, I mean, that's what I do. I write about killing critters with bowhunting.com and Mossy Oak. And then the wild game dinners and seminars, that's talking about, you know, game calls and how we kill. So, I mean, everything I do, it's not anything great. We're not curing cancer, not doing anything life-changing. We're just writing articles about killing critters. You know what I'm saying? If you're cool with that, I'm cool with that. And she's like, oh, they love it. We got a lot of boys that you know, love hunting and everything. And so, sure enough, get in there the day of the deal, and I'm supposed to talk to the first block and second block. And got about 30 minutes per deal. And, man, I just got in there and encouraged them. I think there was 25, 26 kids in each class. And, again, senior kids, boys and girls both. And I just encouraged them, you know, asked them, one, what they plan to do with their life. What do they do? And what would they do if they could do anything? You know, kind of what is that dream job for you? Remy, what's your dream job?
Be a country music singer or a book writer.
A country music singer? Are you kidding me? Is that seriously your dream?
To be honest, yes.
You want to be the next Johnny Cash?
No.
You're a Johnny Cash fan, man. I guess, is Johnny Cash inspired you to be a country music singer? Is that what it is?
No, I just like singing.
You like singing country? All right. Or a book writer. You're a good writer. You write in those little books all the time. Aiden, dream job. What would your dream job be? That's kind of putting you on the spot, I know. But
yeah, I think having your own TV show would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what you'd be doing or what I'd be doing, but, you know, having a TV show and
hunting for a living.
Dad and you would do like something like the Rick and Bubba show, you know?
Shoot, Rick and Bubba, Rick. All right, so both good, you know, both good worthy goals. I'm kind of, people ask me all the time, what's your dream job, man? What would you do? What was your dream job? And I told these students that day, I said, you know, honestly, it sounds dumb and people think I'm crazy, but I'm kind of living my dream. I always dreamed about working in the hunting industry. And I've told people before, it used to be, man, I dreamed of being a, like you're talking about, Aiden, you know, having a TV show. Man, I dreamed of working for Primos. I remember as a kid growing up watching those VHS tapes and thinking, man, one day I'm going to be a cameraman for Primos. And then I realized, man, that's not the most, you know, as I started seeing how all that goes. I mean, that's kind of cool and stuff as a kid, maybe, young person, single dude. But that's not the loftiest of goals for a married man with kids and being traveling all the time. And anyway, so my goals and you know, dreams kind of shifted a great deal. But, man, doing what I do, writing stories, using hunting in the outdoors and going and traveling and speaking to churches and men's events and wild game dinners and stuff, that's really a dream. I mean, just not necessarily that. But, you know, as far as speaking at game dinner, I never dreamed if I want to be a wild game dinner speaker. But just sharing stories through seminars, you know, doing this podcast. We've got the little YouTube channel. And, I mean, none of those things are big deals, right? This podcast isn't reaching the masses. You know what I'm saying? There's not millions of people listening to this. Probably not even thousands and thousands and thousands listening to this. But there is people. This is a platform. There are people listening to this from around the world. And that's what's crazy. There are people listening to this podcast this week from around the world, around Tennessee, throughout our country, and around the world, listening to this podcast and what we have to say. And it's kind of like, that's cool. We've got this platform, be it YouTube, be it the podcast, speaking at these events and writing content, photos, videos, whatever. And I'm doing it from my desk right here in the office. And it's kind of the dream for me. You know, I never dreamed of having that 9-to-5. I had to dream of being a fireman way back in the day when I was a kid, be a fireman. I think maybe at one point I was wanting to be the mailman. And I've kind of moved on from those dreams.
The mailman.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm living, you know, really that dream I have, you know, hang out right here at home, hunt when I want to hunt, do what I got to do to get, you know, work done. I'm working as editor for bowhunting.com. That still kind of blows my mind that here I am, the editor, critiquing and kind of, and I'm not the best of that either, because I sure bombed out on English and grammar and all that stuff back in the day. But just all the stuff, I love it, and it's a great opportunity. Not making big money, you know what I'm saying? People are like, oh, man, I bet you're making the big bucks. Not at all, you know what I'm saying? Not at all, but I'm doing what I love, and I've got friends that are making some big money, but they hate it every day. You know what I'm saying? They're working jobs where they're making some jack, but they wake up dreading getting in the car or going to work. And so I wouldn't trade it, you know what I'm saying? If I can do what I do, creating content, using Hunting in the Outdoors to reach people for Jesus, and that's a dream come true for me. And so I feel like I'm right where I want to be. So I just encourage those kids, getting back around to that, I encourage those kids to take their passion, what they love to do, and use that to make a difference in the world around them. You know what I'm saying? And I encourage you boys to do that. Take the stuff that you love. Find what it is that you would do no matter what. Find the job that you would do, whether you get paid or not. That's what I tell people a lot of times. Like, what would you do? What would your dream job be? And what is that job that you would do, whether you got a paycheck or no paycheck? You'd still get up and do it every day. That's your passion. That's the stuff you love. Find that out and figure out how to make a dollar doing it. Figure out how to do that for a living. Figure out how to make that your deal, your calling in life, why God placed you on this earth. I told him, you know, find it out with what you feel like you were put on this earth for, and do that every day, and learn how to use that in the way of communications, written, verbal, whatever. And so I was encouraging them with that. And then it kind of came to the wild side of things. I said, hey, you know what? Turkey season's here. We use these turkey calls, these mouth calls, to communicate with critters in the wild. And of course, they're like, what? You know, a lot of them have never been hunting a day in their life. The idea, I hold this mouth call up. I say, I put this mouth call in my mouth, and I can communicate with a wild turkey out there. I can tell that wild turkey, hey, come on over here. There's a fight over here. Hey, there's some romancing over here. Hey, there's food over here. There's other companions over here, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. It's all going down over here, and I can communicate that with that mouth call. And so I, of course, put the mouth call in my mouth and start popping off, and they're like tripping out. You know what I'm saying? Some of these, you got some country boys in there, but a lot of little city slicker girls and non-hunting, they're just, oh, my gosh, that thing is so funny. Well, one of the girls, she said, hey, can I have one of those calls? Can you show me how to do that? And I said, well, heck yeah, I've got a whole sack full of these little calls just for y'all. Had a little Ziploc bag full of these mouth calls. And so I start passing mouth calls out to the students. All the guys got one. The girls were a lot more fun. You guys saw the video. If you hadn't seen that, check out the Instagram. I think it's on Instagram and Facebook. I posted some videos, a video, some photos and stuff. These kids tripping out, spitting. Give these kids, again, 25, 26 in the first class, about that many in the next block, 50-something kids got mouth calls that day. Having a big time. And they're just, you know, squealing and making all kind of racket, spitting everywhere. But they're having fun. They got to where they could squeal on a little bit. And I said, I always tell people, that's the first thing. You get a high note and a low note. You get a hee, ooh, eok, eok, that key, and then yook, yook, yook. If you get those two notes, yelp, put them together, you got your mouth call, you got your yelp and all that good stuff. So we kind of go through that, and they were just getting some sounds. I do my deal the first block, do the same thing second block. I'm out of there, get back to the house. Well, I didn't hear anything else about it. That night at church, my good friend, the teacher, she comes up and said, oh, that was good. That was so fun. We had a great time. Her husband's like, man, I heard you had a put on a show for the kids. I was like, oh, dude, it was crazy. They were having a big time. They were calling, and I hope it wasn't too much noisy calling. And I tell them all the time, hey, don't get these calls. Go out there and get other teachers and, you know, making fussing and loud noise. And for 20 or 25 years now, I've been passing these calls out to big kids, little kids, and I kind of quit giving them to the little kids for fear of, you know, choking hazard or whatever at these game dinners. But I've always, you know, I passed them out. People, men, women, boys, and girls, and said, listen, what do I tell them every time? Here's your mouth call, but don't what?
Don't choke on it. You can choke on this.
You can choke on this. Don't choke. And I say, parents, you know, watch your kids. You take these calls. You let them use them at your discretion. Don't choke on these calls. Well, the day goes by, and I didn't hear anything Wednesday. Like I said, talked to my friends that night at church. All good. I'm having a big time. Sunday, I'm at a different church. We went to watch who get baptized?
Our buddy Case get baptized.
Case Dunn, Caleb Dunn's little boy Case, got saved, asked God to save him, And he's getting baptized at the church down the road. So we leave our church and go down there to watch him get baptized. Fun stuff. Cool little church. And what was the name of the church? Henry?
I think so.
Henry Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. You guys in the Henry area, man, cool little church down there. Henry Baptist Church. I think it's Pastor, is it John Sutton?
I think it's
John Sutton. Little country church, man, tripping me out. We were we sat in the back because that's where we like to sit, especially when it's a new church. And Remy, you're so rambunctious and all over the place making noise. We're both pretty distracting. I thought, we're going to sit in the back. Back row, old wooden pew. When you sit down in the pew, you can feel it under your butt kind of creaking and squeaking and just kind of creak, that old wooden creaking. I mean, it was cool. They're jamming out on some old song singing. And you had all them people singing. The little, you could hear them little kids, you know, singing and shouting, and the older ladies singing and shouting. You had several people in there that couldn't sing a lick, but they were belting it out. I loved it. What was the offertory? One of the best parts of the whole day was during the offering, taking up the offering. What were they playing?
They were playing I'm Proud to Be an American on the piano.
Yeah, the chicks up there, Lee Greenwood, she didn't sing it. She was just playing up on the piano. That's not really a piano sound I was making, but she's belting down the piano, Proud to Be an American. I was like, this is great. I'm loving it. All right, so we're at this church. Got a little carried away there, but we're at this church. And my buddy's wife that's there at the church, she's like, oh, my goodness, I heard about your deal at the school the other day. She's a teacher there at the school. And I said, oh, I know, it was pretty noisy. Did you hear it, all the noise? She goes, no, I'm not talking about the noise. I'm talking about what happened to my class. And I'm saying, what do you mean? She said, you didn't hear? I said, hear what? And she said, one of the kids swallowed a mouth call. And I'm like, oh, shut up, you lying. She said, no, one of the boys swallowed a mouth call, literally swallowed the turkey call, went down his throat, swallowed it. And I'm like, now, you are lying. I mean, I just thought she's messing with me. I thought, you know, my buddy put her up to it. I'm like, you are lying. You are full of it. You are lying. She's like, no, I'm serious. She's dead serious. She said, yeah, he swallowed the mouth call. And it was in my, you know, it was in that class in the afternoon. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's serious. Yeah, he swallowed it and had to get it surgically removed. It was taken to Vanderbilt. She said he was taken to Vanderbilt in Nashville, two hours away from us, taken to Vanderbilt. Now, when you hear Vanderbilt, what are you thinking, Aiden? I mean, that's pretty serious stuff, right? Yep. That's big time. Like, oh, he had to go to Vanderbilt. That's the big dogs in Nashville. Had to be taken to Vanderbilt, had this mouth call surgically removed. Now, I'm just like, flipping out. I'm like, what in the world? How have I not heard this? Still thinking she's messing with me. So I'm like, what in the world? And they're like, you know, he's okay after the fact, but he had to go get it removed, swallowed it. Got to laughing, cutting up, laughing, and I guess just laughing, hyperventilating instead of breathing out, laughing. He was, you know, sucked in and sucked the mouth call down his throat, gets stuck right there in his throat, you know, like right there, just kind of that esophagus, I guess, whatever. It has to go to Nashville, Vanderbilt, and get it removed. And so I'm like, what in the world? I'm thinking, oh, gosh. You know, obviously I'm concerned about the dude. And then once I figured he's okay, I'm like, this is the story I've waited 25 years for. I've been saying
we could get him on the podcast.
I know. I'm like, we got to get the boy on the podcast. And, of course, Mom was like, don't mess with it. Don't talk about it.
It's such a good story, though.
Yeah, we got to work on it and maybe try to get him in the mix later on. I try to connect with him via Instagram. You know, just followed him or whatever you do on Instagram. What do you do on Instagram? Follow him or like follow. Him? Yeah. Follow.
Follow, like, share, subscribe.
On yeah, him. And so, but he didn't follow back. They got to follow back. I thought I could just follow him, and then I could send him a message. But it said you can't send. When I tried to do that, it said you can't send him a message unless he follows you back. Is that right? I mean, I guess that's how it goes.
Yep.
So I'm kind of like, dang, man, I'm out of luck. I can't get a hold of him. So I'm going to try to maybe get somebody else to. Mom said, don't touch it. She said, you know what? His parents probably aren't happy with you. And the principal of the school, she goes to church with us. She's all business. She's a serious lady. I'm not going to mention her name either, but she's super serious. And that night, I was kind of like, hey, the next night when I finally found out, and like, you know, after I'd found out, I was like, hey, sorry about all the, you know, and she was like, that will never happen again. And I'm like, okay, you're just trying to apologize. You know, she's like, never will we do that again. And I was like, okay, it might, you know, I might sneak some more mouth calls in there and do it again, by golly. You know, you say I can't, I like to try and do it. But anyway, no, seriously, she was serious. She was, you could tell she was like, he could have died. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ifs, right? What do we say about ifs? Huh? What do we say about ifs?
Grandma had bull, she'd be grandpa.
If grandma, that's right. That wasn't the one of one. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, ifs. If grandma had balls, she'd be grandpa. We said there's a lot of ifs, but you can't go through life. If this happened, this, you know, if this would have happened.
If the tree wasn't in the way, I would have shot the squirrel.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. That's right. If Aiden would have had a tree not in the way last week, he'd have killed that turkey. I mean, there's a lot of ifs. You can't sit there and if your life away, right? I mean, anyway, there's a lot of that. If it would have done this, he would have died. I'm like, you know what? He didn't die. He used the call that everybody uses. I mean, people, it's not like we manipulated the situation. It's not like I said, hey, man, take this marble the size of your throat, and stick it down in your throat and try to make a turkey sound. I gave him a mouth call that was what you do with that. You put it in your mouth. And the kid just got fired up and got carried away and, you know, sucked it down instead of spitting the sound out. Sucked it down his throat. Whatever. You know, it is what it is. I hate to say that term, but it happened. And he survived, and I'm thankful for that. And because of that, we've got this super sweet story to share for the rest of our lives. This old boy, finally, 20, 25 years later, we finally got somebody that has swallowed a mouth call. I've been warning for all these years. Finally, somebody did it. I never thought it would actually happen, nor did I think it'd be a senior in high school. I always thought it'd be some little kid. And I'm glad it wasn't some little kid. They probably would have freaked out. It might have choked them out and killed them. This kid had it, and somebody told me he went to soccer practice that afternoon with this call stuck in his throat, and this all hearsay, but somebody said he could touch it, like in his throat, like, you know, like you have a, like one of them voice box, like, hey, I got a turkey call in my throat. Like he could, like, yeah, I feel it right there. It's right through my throat, you know, whatever. I don't know if that's true or not, but anyway, so had it that evening. I guess next day he goes to Vanderbilt, and I guess you stick something down your throat, you know, like some big tongs or something, and reach in there and pull it out. And Remy, what did you say about it? You were like, why do they have to go remove it? Why didn't they just let him? What was your thought?
Why didn't they just, like, I don't even know.
You said, why don't they just let him crap it out? You were like, just pass it. Just drop a deuce and here come a mouth call. But you realize how painful that would be for a metal mouth call? Sure. Like this metal frame with tape around it, latex. I mean, coming out of, you know, out your pipe, you know, your tailpipe there. I mean, talk about metal coming. Oh, son. And then, I don't know, you may be yelping as it comes out. You in their bathroom all say, yow, yow. I don't know. It could have been bad. But
it probably would have been a different yelp.
It would have been a whole different yelp. And so, anyway, so yes, after several dozen years of telling people, don't do this, don't swallow this, we finally had our first victim had swallowed a mouth call. Now, listen. For the record, this was not one of our mouth calls we make. This was a different brand. Should we even say what brand it was?
No.
I think we should.
We're not even going to say the brand. Let's not say the brand. We don't even say the brand. We'll just say speak the language. That's all we need to say, right? And so we're good. We're good. And
basically just said it.
So we won't, that's all we'll share. We won't tell us who sent us those or anything like that, you know? And it's good. But yeah, man, so we're thankful for this high school boy, senior in high school, getting ready to go on to the next chapter in his life. He's got high school behind him almost, and now he's got a mouth call incident in his back pocket to talk about for the rest of his life, swallowing a mouth call. On day one of his turkey calling career, he choked, literally swallowed the call, and had to have it surgically removed. And so that's one for the books, and man, I'll tell you, it's like I said, I'm glad he didn't have any more serious issues with that. I'm glad, as the principal said, he didn't die. He could have died. That could have killed him. We will never do this again. You are foolish for bringing mouth calls into my school. She didn't say that, but pretty much in so many ways. That's what I gathered. Anyway, it was a great story. Like I said, we may still try to get him on. If I can get somebody that knows him better than Aiden does. I thought Aiden was buddies with him, and it turns out I think a lot of people are buddies with him.
That's like that's like their guy.
It's their guy. He's one of the Hispanic amigos over there, I guess. And so we're going to find somebody that can hook us up and get, even if we can just get him on the phone for a few minutes and tell us the story, how it went down or how it came out, I guess, whatever. And I think it's awesome. like I said, now that I know he's okay, I think it's awesome. I mean, like, how many people can say, dude, I swallowed a mouth call and it came back up? You know, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It might have been a better story if, like, I swallowed a mouth call and I passed it out my tailpipe and I started using it again. Would you use it if you did that? Like, if you passed it, would you clean it off, put some mouthwash on it, clean it off, and use it again? Or would you just put it on the shelf for, like, trophy? Aiden?
Not use it again.
You would ever use it again?
I would just flush it down.
No, dude, that's like a souvenir. That's a souvenir. It went from top to bottom, in one hole, out the other, and I mean, that's like a souvenir. I'd probably have it framed, you know, put it, like, on the, put it, like, in a shadow box or a frame on the, you know, wall, and, like.
You're crazy.
Hoot, hoot, poot, poot. Here's my turkey call. Oh, shoot. I don't know. That'd be pretty cool. So, that's the story of the week, the big happenings. If you hear any rumors about, you know, Brody trying to kill a kid with a turkey call, that's what it's about. It's true. Wasn't trying to kill him. Just trying to teach the next generation how to speak the language. All right? Good stuff. We did a little bow fishing today. That was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Some of us. Aiden went from, I don't need a nap after turkey hunting. I ain't tired. And I said, hey, let's go bow fishing. He's, oh, dude, nah, bro, I'm tired. So me and Rimbo went out bow fishing a little bit here on our home waters. And what kind of fish did we see?
All gar. They had a pretty good amount of biggins, you know.
Lots of gar.
I think it's like mating season.
Mating season. What's that mean?
Well, they try to find them some love.
Find them some love. Yeah, you see them. You see, like, a whole pot. You look and see, it looks like one big fish, and but it's all, you know, one big fatty sow, and all the little boys hanging out on side of them, trying to bumping and grinding and do whatever they do, the fish do, and so they're all just kind of sucking on there and just sliding in there with her, and just crazy in the water, and so that's kind of fun. So that was our first run for the year, just wading around in the shallows, and we got out there a little late this afternoon. I think we may try that again next day or two if the sun pops out on the water and do that again. But shooting those gar with the bow, man, bow fishing's just fun. It's a great way to relax and chill and get in the water, shooting, bow hunting. I mean, I don't know, people ask, is it hunting? Is it fishing? Is it what? I guess it's technically fishing. You're fishing with a bow. But it's just a lot of fun, you know. Bow hunting, archery, fishing, water, you know, games. And it's just a good time. And so...
Except for when you sneak up on a snake.
Gosh, we almost did. We didn't tell you that, Aiden. We walked up on the snake. I walked up on it. And Remy's like, oh, snake, snake. I'm like, what are you talking about? I looked down right in my feet, and there's this little thing. I thought it was a stick, and it just kind of wadded up there. But it's a snake. And he's like, yeah, it's right there. Snake, brown snake, blue eyes or something.
With a weird wavy tail.
Weird wavy tail and blue eyes. I'm like, what? Blue eyes? And I kept looking for a head up out of water, but it was down underneath the water. And I don't know what kind of snake
you tried to stick it with your arrow.
I mean, I was just trying to scare it off. I wasn't trying to kill it. You can't kill snakes. You know better than that. I just, whatever. I was just trying to poke an eye and make him go the other way. But few fish. Got the first few fish of the year killed. So that was kind of fun. And then the goat roping. We talked about the goat roping at all. I mean, we got these goats, 4-H goats. Remy's got a goat. Easton had a goat. They bring these 4-H goats in. It's that time. And they do the 4-H goat raising livestock and all that stuff. And y'all make some good money. How much money y'all made? Aiden, what'd you make in the past?
It's usually above 1,000.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I did 1,200. But
what'd you do last year, Rim?
I think I got about 1,300.
Yeah, 1,000 bucks, 1,300 bucks, somewhere in there. You raise this goat in the summertime, and they go show it at the fair, and these boys have done good, 4-H goat project. The other day, though, they get their goats. Aiden's not doing one this year, and he's just too busy. He's going to be working up the road. And
he says he's excited to not do it.
Yeah, he's glad not to be doing it. Now you know why. That you guys go get your goats the other day. Yours is really chill, Remy. Easton, boy, I don't know if he loves that stuff. That's his deal. He loves that more than anything. I mean, he loves raising critters like we love killing critters. But he goes and gets his goat, puts it in the cage. That sucker headbutts the panel. You know, they got the sheep and goat panel, little bitty panels up there, and sucker hits it. What happened? He headbutted, Remy, is that right?
Yeah, he headbutted it, and then it kind of bounces back, and he's just sitting there, and then he gets up, and he starts running around the tree that's in there, and then he gets a head start, and then bam.
Hit it again.
He hits it, and the panel just flops open, and he starts running.
He He got loose. He busted loose. Mm-hmm. Headbutts this thing. He hadn't been in there 30 seconds, right? Like, he's a wild, like maybe wild a goat. Yeah. First minute in the cage, and the sucker goes buck wild. Headbutting the thing. Like, I kind of think of it like those hogs. Like, you see people get those hogs in the traps, and they just run up there, and bam! That's what this goat's doing. Busted off to the 4x4 post. Busted the panel off the post. Gets loose. And that's when I came home. I was just getting home, and y'all are like, hey, the goat ran around the house, whatever. Goat's gone, okay? On our little property here, 50 acres, we're not seeing this goat. We ride around on the four-wheelers looking. Dude disappears.
Pretty much all woods on our property.
Yeah, it's all woods, and he's gone. I'm like, well, crap on that. Y'all are out of luck, you know. He ain't around the house, and I'm not going off looking, you know, off, you know, running through the woods looking at this goat. He's gone. He'll show up this evening. Evening comes, didn't show back up. We're out there. Nothing. Nothing. And so then we start driving around. Next day, we start driving around. Next day, we get a phone call. Hey, your goat's over here in my yard. You know, or I think it was a golf course first. They're like, hey, the goat's out there on hole number 4. And this sucker's just showing up and disappearing. Buck wild, running all over the place. So that went on for what, 2 days, 3 days?
Two days.
48 hours, this goat's on the loose. And you know how it is, somebody put it on Facebook, and we're like, don't put it on Facebook, man. I don't want to get into all that drama and crap that Facebook brings. It's good, but you always have those, you know, you always get those ladies that, I mean, they're like, you know, investigators, and they're like, hey, we got, you know, they get all into it, and, you know, here he is, and they start posting, and hey, Brody Swisher's got a goat missing. I'm like, I don't want my name out there associated with this. This can be Easton, and put your mama on there. You know, she's the contact. Don't contact me, because I'm ready to shoot the thing. Well, 2 days it goes on, we get a call. Hey, he's over here in the backyard. Mama called yesterday. Hey, they got him on the back porch over at this house. Here's the address. We drive over there about a mile from here. We drive over there, and they're like, oh, no, he just went around. Hey, is he over here? You know, their neighbors are hollering back and forth to each other. I thought, this is a bunch of crap. This is a literal goat roping here. He's running, stepping on people's landscaping, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, man, this sucker's going to cost us some money, eating people's flowers. It was like something you'd see off TV, off a movie or something. Runs into one garage. I think, okay, we got him. He's cornered, and then all of a sudden he runs back out, starts knocking stuff in the garage, pretty much runs past Easton. I'm like, dude, he ran through your legs. How'd you not catch him?
Easton's head. It was a mess. Nutmegged him.
Yeah, he nutmegged him, I guess, and he got loose, and he got gone again. So that was, like, yesterday. Then today, get another call. Dude's, like, a mile and a half away, 2 miles. I don't know. He's a good ways down the road. And so finally got the thing back. And I kept telling people, you know, telling y'all anyway, I was like, I'm going to shoot the thing because we don't need a goat like this fool here in our property. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to deal with a goat this wild. We're going to put him down. You know, sometimes they're just animals that aren't fit to be out there. You know, they just, we don't need that in the gene pool, whatever. I don't know. I mean, y'all going to castrate it, so it ain't like he's passing it on or whatever. But anyway, today was the day. Somebody called him. He was hobbled up, whatever, and finally called him. And Aiden, you went and picked him up. How did that go down? Was it a pretty easy deal?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's back in there. It's undetermined at this point what we will do with the goat. He may stay, he may go. If I have anything to do with it, we may turn him into cheese. Or what do you do with goats?
I think you can
meat,
do goat cheese.
Goat meat, goat cheese.
Wait.
I guess goat cheese, you'd have to have the milk from the goat. Can you milk a goat?
You'd have to breed it.
You ain't got to breed it. I don't know, whatever. I guess if it's a boy, you ain't going to be milking it, are you?
It's a girl, thankfully.
I want to grab that.
Don't grab that. It ain't no milk coming out of that. Oh, crap. Well, anyway, so if you heard the goat story, okay, taking it back, if you heard we tried to kill somebody with the turkey call, not true. If you heard we tried to kill a goat, possibly true.
Hey, not yet.
The goat has been recovered, and we will see how things go down. Aiden, let's wrap this thing up. Grab that verse, man. I want to share that. We posted this the other day, and this is just good. Post a little video. Again, I hope you guys will follow. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube channel, Hunting Roots. And we really appreciate you following along on the podcast each week. You know, it's cool. We hear from different folks from around the country, man. I heard a guy from Arkansas the other day, and dadgummit, I can't remember his name. I was going to give him a shout out, but from Arkansas, my buddy from Arkansas, you know who you are. We just connected, I think, on Facebook the other day, and just said, hey, love listening. You know, he's catching up these last couple months, and he loves listening on his way to work and when he's on the road. My buddy John David Johnson, and, I mean, headed up here and killing some turkeys in Tennessee. He's killing turkeys in Mississippi, and he's got, you know, a little dude raising a family, beautiful family, and he's one of the guys we had in our camp years ago, first camp we ever did. 20 years ago, I guess. Now he's, you know, he's a full-blown man raising kids, killing turkeys, and he messaged us the other day. He said, dude, I love listening to podcasts when I'm headed up out, you know, headed out turkey hunting or whatever. And so always appreciate hearing from you guys. Love hearing what you guys got going on and the photos. Man, tag us in those photos. You know, Hunting Roots, hashtag Hunting Roots, or just send us pictures, whatever. We always love that, hearing from you guys. But, man, one of the biggest encouragements is we get is just people saying, hey, we appreciate the content that's family friendly. You know, there's a lot of, you know, F-bombing and cold beer drinking and stuff that, you know, just that I don't need you guys, my kids. I don't want them hearing all the language of a lot of these podcasts and all these guys. It's almost like they want to see how much trash talking they can do. I mean, you know me, guys. I'm guilty of dropping a bomb every once in a while, not the F-bomb, but I mean, you know, you guys have heard me probably say something I don't need to say over the years, and y'all are both like, yeah. But I mean, it's just not necessary. You know what I'm saying? It's just not necessary, and particularly in this podcast, for us just to be crazy talking and trash talking. And I mean, anyway, so a lot of folks say, I really appreciate a podcast. I don't have to worry about listening to the whole family, you know, can listen to, and my kids can listen to, and anyway, and so we appreciate that. But a lot of folks said, I appreciate you also sharing, you know, sharing your faith, and we want to do that, and because I don't want to just be another podcast. I don't want to be just another something. I mean, we said that when we first started this thing, was that the world doesn't need just another person out there sharing hunting tips and telling people how to kill a big buck, and there's plenty of that, but we want this to be something that encourages really the heart of the hunter. And so we want to share that. But this is a verse we posted the other day on the video. I think it was just maybe a reel or an Instagram story. I don't know what it was. But share this verse, Hayden, because it's really good. What was it? 1 Thessalonians
5:16-18.
All right.
Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus.
Yeah, man. That's just really, really good stuff. And I remember I had you read that the other day, because that was the verse of the day, I think, these past couple of days. It was like breaking this thing down. And if you guys don't have the Bible app on your phone, it's just a great, great little tool to have. It's easy. You can get a verse a day, just to encourage you. But that particular day was always be joyful, just that verse 16. And I thought about that. You know, I saw that pop up, and then you were reading it in the woods. And I had you read it again for the video. But always be joyful. That's kind of hard to do. Always be joyful. It ain't like, hey, when you're happy, when times are good, when life is good, be joyful. It says always be joyful. And we talked about that day, man. Always be joyful means that, always. Always be joyful. When you get a good report, be joyful. When you get a bad report, be joyful. You know, my dad, Papa Swish, he's dealing with bladder cancer right now. And you get a cancer diagnosis. You know, our buddy Gary Adams has been going through it for a long time here, dealing with cancer. He's on the good side of it now. You know, he's got through all the procedures and everything, and right now everything's looking good for him, and we're joyful. But even when the cancer report comes and it's not good, always be joyful. These last couple of days, the turkey's been whipping our tail. Be joyful. It's easy to sit there and hold that fantail and spread it out, and you're cheesing and gripping and grinning. You got a dead turkey in your hands, and you're like, oh, praise the Lord, Jesus is good, God is good. But God is good whether you got a dead turkey in your hands or not. When the turkey's gobbling on the other side of the fence, when he's gobbling over on the neighbors, and the neighbor's getting to kill the turkey, and you're not, you're going back with your tail tucked back to the truck, God is still good. We need to be joyful even then. Always be joyful, it says. Never stop praying. Verse 17, never stop praying. And that's the good stuff, too, because, I mean, a lot of times we want to pray for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and say, Lord, thank you for my food. It's good. And, you know, throwing out those little prayers, throwing out some Hail Marys when we need a little favor from God. But it said never stop praying. Always be praying throughout your day. You ain't got to stop and bow your head and kneel down on your knees, but praying as you go, as you're driving down the road, turn that radio down, turn it off, and pray to God. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances. And again, that's tough, man, because there's a lot of things I'm not thankful for. I remember Aunt Jessie when she was dying of cancer on the video, the red chair story. If you've never seen that, look back on our stuff. We've posted it before, but I remember her saying, you know, I'm not thankful for the cancer, but she's been thankful for what God did through that cancer before she died. And be thankful in all circumstances. We can do that. Even when life stinks, even when times are tough, we can still be thankful. For this is God's will for you who belong in Christ Jesus. And so want to encourage you with that. I know those are some tough tasks, and always be joyful. Be thankful in all circumstances. That's tough to do, but man, we can do it when you have the hope of Jesus. And so just something to think about this week. We do appreciate you guys listening once again. We want to encourage you to go check out the YouTube channel. We got some hunts from the last few weeks. If you haven't seen those, Rimbo's hunt's up there. Aiden's opening day hunt, my hunt from, I guess, last Monday or Tuesday is up. And great first week. We need another hunt. We need another dead turkey from somebody, one of us or one of our friends, to add to the mix. But we got some cool stuff coming, so be sure to watch the YouTube channel. Visit the huntingroots.com website. If you will, go and buy your T-shirt. We've got the Something's Gotta Die shirts, Mossy Oak hoodies, lots of good stuff there. Check out the website, huntingroots.com. And then be sure to, again, when you go to YouTube, any of these platforms, Facebook, Instagram, just like, share, subscribe, whatever it is, the options there. And then if you will, go and leave us a 5-star rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast. Go and just help us spread the word. And I want to encourage you to share it with somebody this week. Man, tell somebody about the podcast. Bring them back. Drop the link. Let them know what it's all about and encourage them to come check it out. We want to encourage you to chase him with all your heart, soul, and strength. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Shoot straight. God bless.